Bantayan Island in the Philippines has white sandy beaches and clean glycerin water. It's close to paradise. But after Typhoon Haiyan ripped through the island last November, it looked more like a war zone. Over 90% of the island, nature as well as the buildings, were destroyed. Several months later, a massive rebuilding effort is still underway.
This is the first location of our housing project.
Maria Łukowska is a petite 27-year-old Polish girl with a huge spirit. She arrived on Bantayan Island with an NGO, Polish Humanitarian Action, just 2 weeks after the typhoon struck. And she's been here ever since, trying to help the locals rebuild their lives.
So we've managed to distribute here 188 sets of the construction materials for the families. First very important thing in development assistance is that you cannot give people the final result. You have to help them improve their skills and give them ability to do them by themselves. One day, for sure, we'll leave the island. We've managed to make sure that families, they will know how to build their houses.
Before Haiyan, Maria successfully passed exams to become an attorney in Warsaw, but now she's put her career on hold. She decided it's more important to make sure that the Bantayan locals have access to shelter, clean water and education.
I couldn't do anything else. Maybe it was because I was growing up with my mom and my grandma, and they gave me so much love and so much attention that I decided to share it. Or maybe this is a gift and a curse at the same time. I just cannot stay in my house doing my old, my normal job as a lawyer when I know that I can be helpful somewhere else.
Many of Bantayan's worst affected inhabitants had homes made of wood and bamboo. The island was right in Typhoon Haiyan's path, and it didn't take much for the 300 km per hour winds to reduce these houses into rubble. Ricky, a local Filipino working with the NGOs, remembers the moment when the storm struck.
Leave away from their house, then go to the safe place, like the school, the church, during the Yolanda. So back to their house, and their house is already gone.
Local carpenters and construction workers have also been enlisted to help. So far, Maria and the other volunteers gathered here by YPDR, Young Pioneer Disaster Response, a partner NGO, have managed to coordinate the construction of more than 700 houses. They've also provided help to about 900 families by distributing construction materials and building houses together. What is more, they have set up schools so that the local children can keep going to classes. More help is planned in the coming weeks, better homes for the families, and also rehabilitation of the only high school in Santa Fe, Bantayan.
In this barangay, we had 17 carpenters who were working with the engineers and architects from YPDR.
All the metal strapping is very good.
Very good.
This structure we are proud of. Mm-hmm. Who built this? The carpenter?
The carpenter.
With your husband?
Also their neighbor helped to make their house. The Bayan spirit.
Okay, that's great. We'll come, our engineer will come and check the structure, okay?
Mm. Salam.
It's a pleasure, ma'am. Mm.
Maria is passionate about humanitarian work. She's been volunteering for more than 10 years. And she's not planning on stopping anytime soon. It's important work, she says.
My first voluntary work was when I was 16 years old. I was a volunteer in an orphanage, and that was the beginning. Then, when I was 18 years old, I was working in Tanzania with the kids from the families suffering from AIDS. I can say that I was too young for many things that I saw. But at the same time, I can tell that this made me even more tough. And now I just open my eyes and I just accept the world, another perception of the world, with open mind.
Maria hopes the work she and the other volunteers are doing will help the Bantayanese communities to cope with future disasters. She wants to have a lasting impact.
I'm doing this because I believe it's something that should be done, and I'm I'm really privileged to work with these communities, to feel their spirit and to be inspired.
Maria plans to stay on Bantayan for another 2 months. Although Hello Korea in Warsaw is calling, Maria has already planned a new project in Kenya for later this year.
People inspired me every day to work with them, to meet them, to give them my talent and my time. It's something that cannot be replaced. I changed a lot in my life to be here, and I cannot be anywhere else. So this is a gift.
This is Magdalena Fiałkowska for DW on Bantayan Island, the Philippines.